You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Yes, so the Schools Democracy Program is one of our flagship programs that targets young people that we have been implementing in partnership with the Department of Basic Education since 2019. We've been implementing it through a memorandum of understanding that enables us to have access to particularly public schools around the country where we go in as the IEC and conduct civic education interventions. We do mock elections so that young people can experience what being in a voting station is like. And today we officially launched the 2024 leg of the Schools Democracy Program with the minister in Alexandra.
You know, Ms. Sibana, I can't tell you how excited I am for this because my love for elections stems from what we used to do at school, where we used to have proper SRC elections where people would campaign. They would even bribe us with chocolates and, you know, whatever else. But, you know, it just fostered such a love for the process and understanding. So I'm very excited that this will be going on in schools in a more pointed way. But what does the program itself entail and how will it be implemented at all schools across the country?
At all schools. So every single year, Sakina, whether there's an election or there's no election, as the IEC, we have to conduct civic education targeting all voters from young to matured voters in the country. And the Schools Democracy Program kicks off every April in Freedom Month in commemoration of Freedom Day, which is when we had our first elections in 1994. So we utilize that energy that this month brings with it to energize young people's interest in participating in democracy. I mean, if you were there today, Sakina, you would have loved and enjoyed how we had gotten the young people at the school to be officials in a voting station. We set up a voting station on stage and they were able to show their fellow learners exactly what the process is about. They were all explaining their roles. I am a presiding officer. I am the queue marshal. I am the inker and I'm going to ink you there. And that really enables young people to see with the voting station material. We put out the tables, we put out the voting booth, we bring those ballot boxes so that they really get to visualize and experience what it is like. Because our research does tell us, Sakina, once especially young people register, they do turn up to vote. And once they have turned up to vote once, they tend to stay the course. And that's really what we're trying to encourage from a young age, that young people must participate in democracy in its full spectrum.
So, Ms. Sibanda, when we look at 2022, there was a similar initiative by the IEC that was called the Schools Democracy Program, and that reached 160,000 learners, as we understand it, around some 2,000 schools. So what is the anticipated reach for the latest program?
Yes. So last year, also in 2023, we also reached around just under 150,000 learners in over 1,500 schools. Now, this year, it being an election year, we've been able to expand our outreach staff, so the people who go out to communities and conduct these civic and voter education interventions. So anticipate that we'll be able to reach many more learners. In fact, we did a full-scale registration drive in February ahead of Reg 2 with DBE. So we started early this year going to schools and registering learners. So when we do put together our countrywide report in the next 2 months, we really anticipate to have done a bit much more than around that 150 reach that we were achieving last year.
Ms. Sibanda, would you be going to the same schools or districts, or are you looking to touch different areas every time?
Yes, we try, Sakina, with the limited resources and capacity to reach as many schools as possible. And we do go back to the same schools because you don't always get the same audience. There's always young people who maybe have not reached a registration age. But as I say, even at foundation phase, we do civic education. So we do go to the same schools because we build partnership with those schools. We've also developed teacher manuals with DBE for the different phases of school so that teachers themselves can teach about democracy in LO, for example. But our bigger goal together with DBE is to really infuse into the curriculum officially civic education. And you can put that in maths, Sakina, because we deal with a lot of data with counting. You put that in geography when it comes to, you know, delimitation and voting districts, etc. There's really many ways that we can begin to infuse formally the whole democracy education into our education curriculum.
And I'm glad you touched on that because, you know, there's always that question. How do you anticipate that this will reinforce the curriculum offering on issues such as democracy and civic education, on human rights education and the like? So I'm glad you touched on that because that obviously is very important. And one always wonders, are we doing enough whilst children are still at school?
At school. And I think that's the point of this school's democracy program, is that we don't want young people being introduced to their role in the democracy, into elections, when they're now of voting age. By that time, it's already too late. But young people can understand the whole concept of elections from a young age, because we're always making choices, you know, around the home. And, you know, sometimes in my own household, I try to have a little vote around what supper will be for Friday night. And it's just those little ways that you can introduce elections. My son is always saying, oh, mommy is always talking about voter and voting, but it's about really infusing that into, you know, everyday language so that young people can see that democracy is not something that happens outside of them. It's an everyday thing that they can, from a young age, really learn to understand and to participate in once they are of age.
And can we volunteer to be observers? Can we have some observer missions to the schools for some of these elections that take place?
We would love for you to have. So from next week, which is our focus week for schools democracy, we're having a number of launches around the country. So we have on the 22nd, Gauteng will be in a school in Soweto. We're just going to confirm that. But all the various provinces will be having their main launch events. And the program does carry on, Sakina, so it doesn't end in April. We do continue visiting schools all the way until September every single year. It's just that we heighten our activity around Freedom Month just because it creates that excitement for young people and that familiarity around a very important holiday, which is Freedom Day.
Well, I must say, thoroughly enjoyed that. And I'm so looking forward to seeing some of this. I'm sure our reporters will be out. Let me not say I'm sure. You know, South African speak, when we say we are sure, it means we're not sure. So hopefully we'll be able to see some of this. But thank you so much for your time. IEC General Manager Mwagisi Sibanda speaking to us there about the work that they are doing in schools and the Department of Basic Education in partnership with the IEC, looking at the launch of the Schools Democracy Program.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.